This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الفقيه هو الفقيه بفعاله ليس الفقيه بنطقه ومقاله وكذا الرئيس هو الرئيس بخلقه ليس الرئيس بقومه ورجاله وكذا الغني هو الغني بحاله ليس الغني بملكه وبماله.
Today we will discuss a khuluq that is very difficult. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make it easy for all of us. Of the akhlaq of the believer, of the highest akhlaq, one of the most difficult ones, is that the believer, we said yesterday, speaks the truth, right? Today we're going to move a little bit more beyond this. When the believer hears another believer put down, humiliated, made fun of, smeared, that believer does not remain silent. Of the akhlaq of the mu'min, he defends the honor of other mu'mins in their absence. The believer does not just sit quietly even and let other people do sin. The believer actively engages in defending the honor of his brothers and sisters. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hadith is in the Jami' al-Tirmidhi, reported by Abu Darda, "Man radda an 'irdi akhihi," whoever defends the 'ird, the honor of his brother, Allah will defend from his face the fire on the day of judgment. If you defend the honor of your brother, then Allah will defend you from the fire of hell, subhanallah. The hadith in Sunan in Abu Dawood, reported by Jabir ibn Abdullah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever humiliates his brother at a gathering or place where he is being humiliated," means he participates, he adds to that, "shall himself be humiliated at a gathering later on. And whoever defends his brother at a place where he is being dishonored," the brother defends now, "shall be defended at a place where his name is being dishonored, somebody will defend him." Subhanallah. We have a statement in our books of fiqh and adab, "Kama tadinu tudan," as you do to others, shall be done unto you. We have another maxim, qa'ida, "Al-jaza'u min jins al-amal," the reward and punishment shall be in the same as the category of what you are doing. When you defend the honor of others, the Prophet ﷺ said, when your honor is being smeared, people will come to your defense. And when you actively engage in dishonoring others, don't be surprised when in gatherings behind your back, your name is going to be dishonored. In the famous book of Imam al-Bukhari, Al-Adab al-Mufrad, Imam al-Bukhari wrote 22 books. The most famous is Sahih. The second most famous is Al-Adab al-Mufrad, an entire book of adab. He has a whole massive book of adab. He called it the separate book of adab. He has a chapter in that book of adab, defending the honor of your brother. A whole chapter. And in that chapter, he has, along with these hadith, some of hadith, he has this one as well, narrated by Ibn Ummi Abd, that Imam al-Bukhari in his Adab al-Mufrad narrates, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man ughtiba indahu," whoever hears ghiba of somebody in his presence, somebody is being backbitten, you are sitting there, and defends the honor of that brother, if you defend the honor of that brother, listen to this, "Jazahullahu khayran fid dunya wal akhirah," Allah shall reward him khayr in this dunya and the akhirah. You're sitting in a gathering and ghiba comes up, and other people are doing ghiba. You're not participating, a'udhu billah. You're not actively participating, but you're silent. That's not good. But if you defend, and if you say, no, that's not correct, then the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah will give you jaza. Allah will reward you in this dunya and this akhirah. You know, in the famous khutbah that the Prophet ﷺ gave, the farewell khutbah, the largest khutbah of his life, right, 100,000 people there, five paragraphs, small khutbah, five paragraphs. One of the phrases of that khutbah, the farewell message, one of the phrases that the Muslim, everything of his is haram for the other Muslim. His life, his property, and his honor. The honor of a Muslim is sacred. You have no right to infringe on, to impugn, to slander the honor of another Muslim. And when you hear the slander, then you don't just sit there, you say something, you defend. And we see this throughout the seerah and throughout the lives of the Sahaba. Our Prophet himself, in the famous, infamous incident of the slander of Aisha, he gave a khutbah on the minbar in Medina, and he defended the honor of Aisha, and he defended even Safwan, the one that was accused of. He goes, I know nothing of my wife except her chastity and goodness, and I know nothing of this person except that he has been a good man, defending the honor of the Sahaba. And in fact, another incident, the Prophet sent somebody to collect zakat. They came back and they said, Ya Rasulullah, so-and-so didn't give. Khalid ibn Walid, he refused to give zakat. The Prophet defended the honor of Khalid. He said, Khalid, you have done dhulm by accusing him of this. The money that he has, all of his weapons, it is actually waqf fi sabilillah. You misunderstood, you thought that it is his. No, it's also fi sabilillah. He's defending the honor of Khalid. In fact, not just Khalid ibn Walid. Subhanallah, I said this incident a few days ago. When that drunkard was brought to the Prophet and was whipped, and somebody cursed him, the Prophet even defended the honor of the drunkard. He said, don't curse him. For wallahi, I know that he loves Allah and his messenger in his heart. Defending the honor of a drunkard. Don't go beyond this. Okay, he's done wrong. Don't go beyond this. I know this is a man who loves Allah and his messenger. So to defend the honor of your Muslim brother and sister. The same goes for the Sahaba as well. We talked about the incident of the slander. Do you know how Aisha radiallahu anha found out about the slander? She was, mashallah, disconnected from all of these chattering and all of the murmuring. How did she find out? Once somebody cursed Mistah, her cousin. Mistah was one of the people who was spreading the slander. Aisha, her instinct, her fitrah, why are you saying bad things about Mistah? For wallahi, he attended Badr. He participated in Badr. She defended the honor of Mistah. Then the lady said, don't you know? Mistah then explaining what happened. She didn't know until she's defending the honor of Mistah. We have as well in the incident of Ka'b ibn Malik when he remained behind at Tabuk, right? So he remained behind at Tabuk, the famous story of Ka'b ibn Malik. The Prophet ﷺ looked at the gathering. He says, where is Ka'b? He wasn't there. Where is Ka'b? One of the people slyly remarked, Ya Rasulullah, his fancy clothes and his gardens have distracted him. Trying to make a smear that, yeah, he wants to live the life. He doesn't want to come and do jihad with us. He wants to be there. Mu'adh ibn Jabal. And this is why Mu'adh is Mu'adh. Mu'adh ibn Jabal said, Bi'sa ma qult. How dare you say this? Then he turned to the Prophet and said, Wallahi ya Rasulullah, I know nothing of Ka'b except good. Subhanallah. This is the akhlaq of the mu'min. This was the one slip up that Ka'b did. And subhanallah, some of the munafiqoon want to make a big story out of it. And Mu'adh is defending the honor because that's what the mu'min does. And indeed, eventually, that was the point. You should have defended. It was a mistake. He repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Defending the honor of your brothers. This is what the Sahaba did amongst themselves as well. Constantly, we see this amongst the Sahaba. Of course, we're aware that during the time of the Sahaba, there were differences. There was even a civil war that took place. But that didn't mean that they went into, a'udhu billah, slandering. No. Once when somebody said something negative about Uthman radiallahu in the presence of Ali radiallahu anh, gave a long list of complaints. Ali radiallahu anh said, do not criticize Uthman. One of the things that they criticized him, that Uthman radiallahu anh gathered the Qurans and burnt them. Ali said, do not criticize him for this. Wallahi, this was all of our decision. He didn't do it single-handedly. We thank Allah, Uthman radiallahu anh, and his decision to unify the Masahif. Because of this, alhamdulillah, the whole ummah has one Quran. Ali radiallahu anh defended Uthman. Also, we have, after the death of Uthman, you know, there were some rabble-rousers, there were some people who, a'udhu billah, they killed him and whatnot. So one of these people of that camp, he went to perform Hajj. And he saw a large gathering. He said, who is this that they're gathered around? They said, this is Abdullah ibn Umar. He's giving a halaqah in front of the Kaaba. Massive gathering. So he walks to the end of the gathering and he shouts out, oh, Ibn Umar, I have questions. Answer me now. And wallahi, this is the way of fitna mongers. They want attention. Wallahi, we see this over and over again. They just want attention. They want to disrupt knowledge. They want to cast aspersions at people doing good. So he shouts in front of the Kaaba. This hadith in Bukhari, by the way. He shouts in front of the Kaaba, oh, Ibn Umar, I have questions. Answer me. Is it true that Uthman radiallahu anh was absent from the battle of Badr? He didn't say radiallahu anh, I'm saying that because he doesn't like Uthman. Is it true that Uthman was absent at the battle of Badr? Ibn Umar said, yes, he wasn't at the battle of Badr. The man said, Allahu Akbar, yes, okay. Is it true he turned away from the battle of Uhud and ran? Ibn Umar said, it is true he turned and ran. Allahu Akbar, yes. Number three, is it true that Uthman was not present at the Bay'atul Ridwan, Hudaybiyah? Ibn Umar said, it is true he was not there. Allahu Akbar, yes. He thought he won. Ibn Umar said, come here from the audience, come here. Let me explain to you each one of these points. As for Uthman radiallahu anhu not being at Badr, it was at the command of the Prophet himself. Because Ruqayya was sick, his daughter. The Prophet himself told Uthman, stay and look after Ruqayya. She passed away. And that's why Uthman was given a share of the Battle of Badr. Even though he wasn't there, his spirit was considered to be part at the command of the Prophet. As for Uhud, Allah himself says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. Allah forgave them. So who are you to call them to task? As for Uhud, Surah Ali Imran, Allah himself says that it was a mistake and Allah has forgiven you. And as for Ridwan, the whole covenant took place because of Uthman, because rumors spread that he had been killed. And to defend Uthman, we did Bay'atul Ridwan. And to when everybody had given the oath, the Prophet took his own right hand, as if it is the hand of Uthman. He put it in his own hand and he said, this is on behalf of Uthman. What higher praise do you want? The Prophet himself is giving the bay'ah on behalf of Uthman. Then he said, ha, take these three and go back and do whatever you want with them. Point being, this is the akhlaq of the mu'min. You don't allow this type of slandering and bad-mouthing to occur. And subhanAllah, we find this all the time. People just want to create controversy. Somebody as pure, as innocent as Uthman radiallahu anh, someone whom the angels were ashamed about, they took his good deeds and they cut and pasted and they converted so that he becomes a villain in their eyes. A'udhu billah. So when I am slandered, you are slandered. When my good deeds and your good deeds are cut and pasted, ambiguous, wallahi, people far better than us. Wallahi, people far better than us. They have been slandered and they have, but the point is, that's not the akhlaq of the believer. The believer defends the honor of his brethren. Now, because we're talking about this very quickly, how about defending your own honor? Do we defend our own honor? The sharia allows us to do so, and it allows us to be quiet. It's up to us. The story of Yusuf is clear. When he was accused of the ladies doing what they did, Yusuf said, no, I didn't do it. The wife did it. She said very clearly, I did not do this. She did it. She seduced me. So he defended his honor. Later on in the same story, when the brethren accused him of stealing, right? He said, Allah knows what you are saying. And he didn't defend his honor. So you have the option. If you want to defend and it's going to, you know, cause you a bigger harm if you don't defend, you have the option. And if you want to remain silent and leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, conclude with this incident. The Prophet was sitting with Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and a man came, probably because of a business transaction, became irritated at Abu Bakr and eventually said nasty things. Abu Bakr was silent. Said it again. Abu Bakr was silent. Said it for the third time. And Abu Bakr lost his patience and he responded in kind. Exactly what he had said, responded back to him. The Prophet stood up and left. Abu Bakr said, ran behind him. Ya Rasulullah, did I do something wrong? He slandered me. Eventually, I said back to him. The Prophet said, when you were silent, dignified, Allah sent an angel down to defend your honor on your behalf. And when you came to his level and became angry like him, Shaitan became happy and was there and the angel left. So when Shaitan came and the angel left, I also left. Now notice here, Abu Bakr did not do haram. Abu Bakr did not do a sin. But the better course in that instance was to have taken the higher ground. So what if somebody said something one-on-one? It's not going to harm you. It's just quiet. It's personal. This is not the same if the slander is public and is going to take you to court. That's something else. This is a private matter. So point being, in your own life, it is up to you if you want to defend or not. That's a separate topic. The topic for today, and with this we conclude, the mu'min does not allow his brethren to be slandered in his absence. And then, final point, and why this is painful has to be said. If the mu'min does not allow the honor of a believer to be slandered, How about the dignity and life across the globe? We ask Allah for afi and salam. How about what is happening around the globe and we're not able to help them out? We ask Allah for forgiveness and afiyah. But we don't just sit around, at least our hearts, at least our dua, at least we feel something that our brothers and sisters need our help. We cannot help them. The least we can do, we make dua for our brothers and sisters in Aqsa, in India, in Kashmir, across the world, wherever they might be. We raise our hands and make dua for them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them.
إن الفقيه هو الفقيه بفعاله ليس الفقيه بنطقه ومقاله وكذا الرئيس هو الرئيس بخلقه ليس الرئيس بقومه ورجاله وكذا الغني هو الغني بحاله ليس الغني بملكه وبماله.